Our reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 1 to 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. But Judas Iscariot, the disciple who would soon betray him, said, "That perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor." Not that he cared for the poor. He was a thief. And since he was in charge of the disciples' money, he often stole some for himself. Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." When all people heard of Jesus' arrival, they flocked to see him and also to see Lazarus, the man Jesus had raised from the dead. Then the leading priest decided to kill Lazarus too, for it was because of him that many of the people had deserted them and believed in Jesus. Friends, these are the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today marks the first day in Holy Week, a week that is meant to prepare us for one of the greatest events in history, the crucifixion of Jesus, where Jesus willingly offered his life in place of God's people, where Jesus willingly gave his life for the sake of God's people. This week's readings and messages are meant to help us in our journey to the cross. Maybe let me also thank the Prayer and Spirituality Portfolio for the awesome work they have done in preparing and inviting us to visit the stations of Jesus' journey to the cross. And so I invite you, after this service, go to the hall. You will see what is there. It's going to take you to the place you've never been to, a place you've only seen in dreams. But believe in me, when you get to that hall, you will feel that you are entering a place that deserves your heart, your mind, and your whole being. It's going to help you to connect, not only today, not only after services, but anytime, every day, from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., go and have time with Jesus. This year, we invite you into that journey to the cross with the words, "Were you there?" Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, the messages start with these words, "Were you there?" And then they will continue with whatever needs to be said. And today's theme is, "Were you there when Mary anointed Jesus' feet? Were you there? Did you see it? Do you know about it? Have you heard about it? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it meant for Mary, Lazarus, Martha, and the enemies? What does it mean for you today?" 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus. In Bethany, They made him supper. They honored Jesus. This is not the time Jesus is being honored. It is also not the time Jesus is being anointed on his feet. No. In Luke chapter 7, I think from verse 30, we see a prostitute wetting Jesus' feet with her tears, wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, kissing the feet of Jesus and pouring perfume on the feet of Jesus. And so this anointing today by Mary is not happening for the first time in the life of Jesus. Yet Jesus selected this one act from Mary as a service never to be forgotten. Hence our theme or kind of a title is, Were You There? Because according to Jesus, what Mary did is a service we should never forget. Did you see it? Do you know what it means? What does it mean for you and to you? There are three things I noticed in this act of anointing by Mary. Three things I noticed. The first one is uncalculated love from Mary's side. I think Mary thought nothing too great to spend on Jesus. Nothing too expensive that I cannot spend it on Jesus. Greatly loved by Jesus, Mary feels, Mary thinks she should show love to Jesus in return. This is before the crucifixion, which then means the love of God through Jesus has always been there, even before the death of Jesus. Jesus had visited this family before the resurrection of Lazarus, and Mary knows about the love of Jesus, and she wants to do something to show love in return. But she was blamed by those who had lesser views than hers in terms of the dignity on the person of Christ and their own obligations to Jesus. When she used this expensive perfume, when she showed love for her Savior, she was criticized, she was blamed, but she loved Jesus anyway. The second thing I notice here is the desperate hardness and unbelief of the human heart. The hardness and unbelief of the human heart. The unbelieving chief priests who were there when Mary anointed. You see, I'm hearing the chief priests who were there, and the question is, were you there? The unbelieving chief priests who were there when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, they would rather commit murder than confess themselves in the wrong. The hardness and unbelief, they would rather kill Lazarus than receiving Jesus as the Savior. There is also hardness of heart in Judas Iscariot, who after this could betray Jesus. Judas Iscariot was too official to be touched by the beauty of Mary's act. He felt that his bag had greater claims than his Savior. The money in the bag was too important than his Savior, than to be used just for Jesus. Judas did not understand that that there are some offerings that cannot be sold. He says to Mary, come on, we should have sold this, and the money we make from that, we give it to the poor. He did not understand that there are some offerings that cannot be sold. Offerings which lose all their sacredness the moment they are put under the auctioneer's hammer. His heart was not where it was supposed to be. And one of the purposes of having Holy Week is to have our hearts where they are supposed to be. He did not understand that there are offerings, the value of which the giver never counts. And for Mary, using that expensive perfume on Jesus, she never even counted the value of that. All that was important was to show love to Jesus. Do you see what Mary did? Yes, you were not there, but can you understand what Mary did and why Mary used that expensive perfume? Against all odds, surrounded by people who had issues and problems with the use of that expensive perfume on Jesus' feet, yet Mary did that. You were not there, but can you see what Mary did? Do you understand why Mary did that? And then the last thing I notice in this act, through all the people who were there, their response to everything, it's about the church. For the true church, Jesus is the central figure. In this story, we have Mary. Previously in the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus visited Mary, sat at Jesus' feet, listened to Jesus, ministered to Jesus. Martha was busy baking, doing everything in the kitchen. And then there's a time where both Mary, in fact, Martha is the one who says, oh, if you were here, our brother would not have died. Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. And so all these people, according to me, they have said important and beautiful things. We have Mary where Jesus said, leave Mary alone. What she has decided, it shall never be taken away from her. Secondly, when Jesus comes after the news of the death of Lazarus, it is Mary who goes to Jesus and says, if you were here, it is Martha showing faith in Jesus. And so both Mary and Martha and Lazarus, who was raised from the grave, they are important figures in this story. You also have chief priests, disciples, important people. But Jesus is the central figure. They made him supper. Lazarus, who was the talk of the town after being resurrected, is here too, visible and noticeable. But Jesus was the center of attraction. But Jesus was the center of attraction. What does this mean? In the true church, Christ is in the midst. In the true church, Christ is in the midst. And in all things, Jesus has preeminence. In all things. Let me end by saying this. Imagine your daughter, your son, but let me say your granddaughter, your grandson, whoever is this young in your family. Imagine him or her preparing for your birthday. Your birthday, today is the 3rd of April, your birthday is on Friday. And imagine you not knowing that someone is busy preparing your surprise birthday. They buy everything, but you are able to see that, come on, there is a strange busyness in this family. So suddenly, I cannot figure out what is happening, but something is happening. Imagine your 7-year-old grandkid, your niece, whoever is 7 or 8 years old in your family, trying to hide that they have bought a gift for you. But then imagine them being unable to hold and contain yourself. Your birthday is on Friday, but they give you the gift on Thursday. Because they cannot hold themselves any longer. This thing, the secret they have for you, they cannot wait for it to be revealed. It was like that for Mary. The oil she used, it was supposed to be used for Jesus' burial. But the impatience of her love, the way she loved Jesus, what was intended for the dead body was now poured, was now used. Were you there when Mary anointed Jesus' feet? You were not there. But can you see what happened? Do you understand what Mary did? Can you read between the lines and say, I think this is what Mary did, and I think this is what this is inviting me to do. And the response from Jesus, he rejoiced over a love given to him. Jesus rejoiced over the love shown to him by Mary. Why did Jesus rejoice? Because Jesus rejoices when our poor services are tempted by love. When our poor services are prompted by love, Jesus rejoices. When our poor, when we think what I have is too little, but when it is prompted by love, Jesus rejoices. You have chief priests, you have Judas Iscariot, who have problems with Mary only for Jesus to rejoice, because what Mary did was prompted by love. And so Good Friday is all about the love of God for us demonstrated through Jesus. The question is, what can we give to Jesus? What can be said to Jesus? What can be offered to Jesus as a praise of his name for the things he has done? What can I do? What can you do? What can you offer to Jesus as a praise of his name for the things he has done? After this service, go to the hall. Remind yourself of who Jesus is. I'm giving you my word. That place will remind you of the things Jesus has done for you. And if in my faith journey, in your faith journey, there are places we have not come to, there are places we have not arrived at, that hall will take you to that. I promise you.